Good day. John's Gospel, the third chapter, reads, "For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send God's Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Oftentimes, religion is far too focused on rejection, reprimand, and retribution. Far too many people spend far too much spiritual energy emphasizing the negative reinforcement of punishment, penalties, and pain. And to be honest, life is laced with the reality of cause and effect. There are consequences to every choice we make, and there are some very dear consequences to bad choices that we make in life. The wages of sin is still death. But I don't believe that God is as focused on the negative reinforcement as most of us are. In fact, there is something to be said about the suggestion that we are not punished so much for our sins as by our sins, because a greedy person can never know any peace. And I think God defers more to the front-end reinforcement by trying to touch the heart. I'm suggesting that God sees us as so precious that we were worth saving. That's why this John 3:16 and 17 text has always intrigued me, because it is not about God's displeasure with the world, but about God's luxurious love for the world. And by world, John, the writer of this gospel, is saying the entire world and all that is in it. That means every person in every corner of the globe, which includes those folk you don't know and may not like, and who may not like you either. God is a God of love. In fact, John says in another letter that God is love. And when John says that God so loved the world that God gave God's only begotten Son, that says something infinitely encouraging to the human ego. And then John further reinforces that positive reinforcement in verse 17 with the words, "For God did not send God's Son into the world to condemn the world." What a powerful affirmation for you and me. God did not send Jesus to belittle or blame us, but to build us up and bless us. God did not send Jesus to exclude, expel, or excommunicate anybody, but to extol, exalt, and to encourage all of us. God did not send God's Son to reprimand, but to release; not to scold, but to salute; not to despise or denounce, but to defend and deliver; not to punish, but to pardon; and not to criticize or condemn, but to commend, to compliment, and comfort. Can I tell you that you are more important than you realize? Whether you are suffering in a bed of affliction or struggling with a debilitating health challenge, you have been loved, and God has more. God wants to lavish on you. Whether your heart has been broken by people, you are in the heart of God. Whether you are bearing a burden of bills, financial, and career challenges, know that you are cherished by the Creator of the universe. And even if death, the death of a loved one, has you languishing in a lane of loneliness right now, you are still being luxuriously loved by our Lord. And if God sees you as that precious, that special, that cute, that fine, that handsome, that gorgeous, that beautiful, and that precious, then why not start reflecting that love back to God today? Why not start looking at yourself in the mirror and marveling that you are loved so much by God? Why not start letting your light shine in what you say, what you do, and where you go? For God so loved the world, that means you, that God did not seek to condemn you, but to celebrate you. Jesus has loved you dearly. You have been loved. Now do like God does and share that love as positive reinforcement to lift somebody else up. Make it a great day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty, and be encouraged.